There are just 5 days to go now until the New Hampshire presidential primary. The latest polls show Donald Trump maintaining a solid lead in the GOP race, while Bernie Sanders remains on top of the Democratic contest. Sanders and Hillary Clinton took part in a CNN forum last night, appearing separately on a stage in Derry, New Hampshire, in an event at which "Who is more progressive?" was at issue. Sanders went first and took a shot at Clinton.
I do not know any progressive who has a super PAC and takes $15 million from Wall Street. That's just not progressive.
Clinton followed later, addressing moderator Anderson Cooper and the progressive question.
You asked me this question in the first debate, right?
And it's coming up at the end today.
And I said that I'm a progressive who likes to get things done.
All right, let's talk about the forum last night with our political analyst, Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
So let's start right there. Who do you think took home the progressive mantle last night? And does that matter in New Hampshire, Dan Payne?
Well, I suppose Bernie claimed the progressive label and insisted that Hillary Clinton was not a progressive. But, you know, to the extent that the forum elucidated anything about their ideology, I guess progressive is the subject that came up.
Well, just a few months ago, Hillary Clinton did indeed say to an audience that she was proud to be a moderate, a centrist. Now she says she's a progressive. Well, these labels are supposed to have different meanings, so she was more on the defensive on that.
All right, let's look ahead to the debate tonight, for which they'll both be on stage at the same time, so it'll be a little more crucial, we can imagine. How important is the debate tonight for Clinton, considering that she's trying to catch Sanders, the New Hampshire frontrunner, Todd?
Well, she's going to put Sanders on the defensive in New Hampshire. She needs new attack lines, because he's ready for the old issues. And it's hard for Clinton. I mean, it's hard to go to the left of an avowed socialist, and Democrats aren't going to buy the idea that she is more progressive. The Democratic electorate is more liberal than 8 years ago when Barack Obama won. So she's left with her argument that she is more experienced as a former Secretary of State, and she'll probably continue to stress that she is the candidate most supportive of President Obama.
Well, Hillary Clinton is behind. She acknowledged that last night. But this is one state early on. And the bigger problem for her, however, is that she kind of limits herself in terms of what she's going to do because she's thinking about how the Republicans in Congress are going to block any proposal. So that's kind of self-limiting.
I want to ask a bigger picture. With the polls, as you point out, Dan, showing Bernie Sanders far ahead in New Hampshire, what's Clinton's best realistic hope on New Hampshire primary day Tuesday? And can she claim victory by finishing second?
Well, Todd will claim that Bernie Sanders winning New Hampshire will put him on the glide path to the nomination, because Republicans love Bernie Sanders at this point. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has to try to keep Sanders' margin no worse than 15 points. Right now, it's 30 points, according to one poll. But the Clinton campaign is thinking long term, thinking to South Carolina and other southern states and Nevada. And those are just a few weeks off. New Hampshire has only 32 Democratic delegates. South Carolina has 59. Nevada has 43. So the fight goes on.
I'm going to surprise Dan by saying that Hillary just needs to get it reasonably close, at least losing by single digits. Otherwise, Bernie will seem like he's scored a major triumph and have some momentum, especially after the virtual tie in Iowa. She doesn't want a blowout. Hillary has tried to lower expectations by saying Bernie lives in a neighboring state. But Hillary and her husband have campaigned four times in New Hampshire, and she has the entire New Hampshire Democratic establishment along with her. So if she loses by double digits, that would mean a long race to the nomination.
All right, on to the GOP. Ted Cruz, though he won Iowa, the belief is his message will not resonate as well in New Hampshire as it did in Iowa. You agree, and what's his best hope in New Hampshire, Todd Domke?
Cruz played the part of a televangelist, practically, in Iowa, which it has a very high percentage of evangelicals there. But New Hampshire is more secular, with more libertarians and independents. And he's been busy since defending himself against Trump and Carson, who accuse him of unethical campaign tactics in Iowa. So Cruz's best hope in New Hampshire is probably coming in a strong second.
He's got to tone down the Fire and Brimstone Act that he used so effectively in Iowa. As Todd said, New Hampshire is a secular place. People in New Hampshire aren't heathens, but this is not going to be one big tent revival as the Iowa caucuses were.
Dan, Donald Trump still leads in New Hampshire, according to the polls. Does it seem as though to you that he's recovered from his second place Iowa finish? Does he have momentum in New Hampshire? What's he need to do?
Well, he's still the most compelling figure in the Republican Party. His armor got dented in Iowa, and he's complaining that Ted Cruz cheated, that Cruz circulated a phony piece of literature that hurt him and other Republicans. Trump's also going to keep pounding Cruz as a Canadian and try to paint Cruz as not quite, so to speak, kosher.
Psychologically, Trump has recovered from his loss in Iowa. He's just as crazy as ever. He's gone after Cruz with a vengeance, as Dan points out. And Trump even said he wants a do-over in Iowa, which is insane. So Trump is back. He's got a new message to sell that he didn't really lose, and a new target, Cruz.
Marco Rubio, is he poised to get benefits in New Hampshire out of the solid third-place finish in Iowa? Is he campaigning smartly in New Hampshire?
He is doing well in New Hampshire. He's getting a lot more attention. He seems to have what they say is Marco-mentum. He's getting more endorsements, like Rick Santorum, after dropping out of the race, endorsed him. And if he does well in Saturday night's debate, he's positioned to beat out the other candidates for second place, maybe even first.
Well, Rubio is an extremely cautious candidate. He's so careful that Governor Chris Christie calls him the boy in the bubble. He delivers his stump speech at every stop. He doesn't allow the press to ask him questions. He's been described as an establishment candidate, which is utterly at odds with his far-right record and rhetoric. He's a first-generation Latino trying to be more anti-immigrant than the other first-generation Latino, Ted Cruz. Other than being in his 40s, the same as Cruz, there aren't any ideas that make him unique.
Just a few days to go. We'll keep watching this race. Gentlemen, thank you. Republican Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And same to you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.